The Spirit opened her heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
One of the things that we often struggle with, especially with the gospel, with the way we live out our own Catholic lives, is that we look at our brother or our sister, or that person who's sitting next to us, or that person within our family who just can't get it through their heads that they got to change their ways. They just can't get it through who they are to convert in some sort of way, to be a kinder person, to just not get on my nerves. Or maybe even to come back to the faith, if it's something more serious. We say, why is it that they can't do it? I told them a million times. Maybe we're thinking about our own husband-wife relationships. Those are things which we get, right? We say it once, we say it again, we say it again, we say it again, and still it doesn't seem to get through. Well, guess what? Conversion of heart doesn't come in our neighbor or in ourselves on our own work. That's something that only comes when the Spirit does something. So often in our lives, we try to rely on, hey, I got to be able to do something right. As a priest, I often think of this. What is it that I need to do to go before the people who I'm going to minister to get them to turn their hearts around? What is it that I need to say? How is it that I need to communicate something different? Well, guess what? No matter how hard I try to do something, it doesn't matter unless God moves their hearts. It's not based on me. Just in the same way, it's not based on any of you out there, whether your neighbor is going to stop getting on your nerves or not, or start doing things right, or whatever. It's not on you to make sure that your husband or your wife begins behaving rightly. You still should try. That's why God put you there as iron sharpening iron, so men and women are supposed to sharpen their spouses. Unless God does it, it's not going to work. And so what you and I need to spend more time doing is not thinking about what it is that we need to do to get other people in line, or even to get ourselves in line, but what are we doing to make room for the Holy Spirit? To make room for God's power to enter into our neighbor, to make room for God's power to enter into our spouse or our friend or those whom we care about. What are we doing on that account? Because unless the Spirit opens up a door, opens up a pathway, nothing's going to happen. St. Paul was doing that here, right? St. Paul was there in the midst of the Acts of the Apostles, and nobody was listening to him. Nobody was converting. Nobody was doing anything. And so finally, what happens is that God opened the heart of a woman named Lydia. A woman, not an important man, but just some woman who's over there. And because of that, the work which God was trying to do within the city of Thyatira, or wherever it was that he was, in Macedonia there. That's where she was from, in Philippi. It wasn't taking any root in that town until God opened the heart of this particular woman. And so too, we got to ask God that he would open our own hearts and the hearts of those whom we care about so that something that needs to happen, happens within them. It's not going to be because you do it. It's not going to be because I do it. It's only going to be because the Holy Spirit is. So today during this Mass, whatever difficulty it is that you're struggling with in somebody, this is the place to put them on the altar, just like we talked about at Sunday Mass this weekend. Put them on the altar, put them on the chalice, and ask the Holy Spirit to do something in their hearts. Because you and I aren't going to bring conversion or change within them. It's only going to be the Spirit. If the Spirit opens the door, they respond. That's the only way it's going to happen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.